This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. What a way to kick off this week. And of course, it's always about what washes out of Washington, D.C. and how it affects you and me. But one of the big stories was the Supreme Court on Monday keeping in place the controversial Texas redistricting plan that was enacted by, as I know, living in Texas, the Republican-led legislature, even though there were lawsuits from civil rights groups saying it was discriminatory. So there were some, they say, racial gerrymandering, that election maps had the effect of really harming the voters' rights of black and Hispanic voters. The 5-4 decision, though, keeps it in place, all but one district that was challenged. So isn't that interesting? And what a place to start. Hey, Bob Ney, how are you, the former congressman from Ohio?
I am.
And with Talk Media News.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. This was a huge story because, of course, across the country, there's been a lot of conversation about gerrymandering. So tell us more about the Supreme Court. Obviously, that decision was close.
Well, it was, you know, and a split decision, as they say, 5-4. But with it, they did, as you said, they excluded one district and said that was too discriminatory. But the rest that people felt were discriminatory were kept intact. It was a big loss for those who want, you know, the fair redistricting. I guess since the history of the country, it's been gerrymandered, and this court hasn't acted in any way to set anything apart. You know, Kate did make a decision that states will do things in such a way, so I think this just continues par for course how every state does their gerrymandering. And, you know, those who have the pen are those who have the majority control.
Yeah, that's true. Speaking of the pen, what's going on with immigration and the House? They were talking about legislation and trying to work something out, but apparently the Republicans are going to still push ahead with a vote on Wednesday on this compromise immigration bill, but it's kind of dicey as to what will happen with it.
Well, it is. The last time you and I talked, there were going to be two votes. And one was going to be the conservative measure, the other the compromise measure. Well, they had the vote on the conservative measure, and all of a sudden, suddenly said, wait a minute, we're going to vote tomorrow, which would have been last Friday, on the compromise measure. Then they said, well, wait a minute, we're going to vote this week, so now it's going to be probably Wednesday. And what really is going on, Kate, is that Speaker Ryan is trying to save the Republicans from themselves. He's trying to get a vote. And so there's been furious phone calls. I mean, I've seen this process when I was there 100 times. I was part of the WHIP organization. They're literally going member to member. What do you need? What do you want? Do you need fundraiser? What do you need to do? Do you need support from the speaker, from the president? You know, on and on. Because Speaker Ryan, I think, feels that if they don't get this off their back, they're going to be in trouble. And look, even though the president says, well, it's worthless, which, you know, he didn't help them, Kate, but even though he says it's worthless, it's better if the House makes some kind of movement. I don't care what kind, but anything just to get it out of there and put it onto the Senate. So that's what he's trying to do. I don't think he's going to be successful, but they sure are going to be breaking some arms to get this vote.
No kidding. And while that's happening, how about Maxine Waters? She had to defend a statement. She's saying that, you know, of course, the congresswoman from California said she's not going to retract her controversial green light to the Trump administration officials over a zero tolerance immigration policy, you know, going down that immigration path, but said it should be peaceful resistance. So, you know, she called for harassment of White House staffers, saying it's unacceptable. So what's the scoop on that?
Well, you know, Maxine was my ranking member when I chaired the Housing Subcommittee. I got along with her quite fine. She actually helped us pass some bills that when George Bush was president. So, you know, that side we knew working with Maxine. But also, So anyone that knows Maxine, Kate, knows that Maxine will be very, very aggressive in her stances. But I think when it has come to President Trump, she's probably been more aggressive than any time in her career. Now, Speaker Pelosi made a comment, you know, that it was sort of like Maxine to do this, but the Speaker really didn't like it. So even Nancy Pelosi is saying, well, wait a minute, let's restrain ourselves a bit. So I think that probably it didn't help, it doesn't help the Democratic side to actually call for harassing people in general. But you know, it's Maxine style, but I don't think it's very effective to actually, of anything. If this was done to the Obama administration, it would not be effective either. I mean, it's just sort of stepping over the line, obviously.
Yeah, interesting. So while that's all going on, you know, you look at some of the surveys, and I just saw this thing from CNBC, 51% are approving how the president is handling the economy, although the market was down today because of the tariffs. So his numbers in different areas are pretty good, actually.
Well, they are because, look, people, you know, Bernie Sanders wanted to go after the unfair trade situation. That's where he distanced himself from Hillary Clinton. She went along, wasn't willing to do it. We all know that, Kate. And then it came to Trump, who was just like Sanders on the position. And look, he won four states, including Pennsylvania, which he normally wouldn't have won over that very position. But now that he's engaged in it, he's not giving up. And I think the average American is saying, all right, you know, all the presidents say they're going to fight China. He's actually doing it. So that's one. Number two, in such a weird way, Kate, doesn't he always do better when he goes overseas?
I mean, yes.
He seems to, I don't know how he does it. But also, giving credit, Kim Jong-un, whoever thought that would happen. So he's riding pretty high. He had the big dent, a little bit of a setback last week on immigration, but, you know, kind of got through that. But overall, I think probably he is doing better than people thought he would do, which is a sign ahead, you know, for those trying to take him out. It's not going to be enough to complain about him. They have to have a good candidate.
Yeah, wow. I mean, just it's so interesting. And you and I say this all the time, but this is one of the more interesting couple of years to cover politics in any way, isn't it?
Oh. It is. You know, you and I have talked about it. You're right. And this is the most fascinating time probably in the last 25 or 35 years because nothing in the White House adds up to the way politics is usually done, adds up to the way policy is usually done, or, you know, the way things have been. And it is fascinating. Also, the media is, for the most part, turned upside down, some of the mainstream media, over what's going on. And it's just... it's a strange era. It's actually interesting to cover.
Very interesting. Yeah, aren't you glad you're on this side now instead of being the lawmaker?
Well, you know, every once in a while I say, oh, I miss it so much. And then I see where they're doing something at midnight out there or they can't agree on anything. And I'm like, okay, I'm good. Yeah, I'm fine. Right where I'm at.
I love it. Bob Ney, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kate.
You know, it's interesting in talking about the lighter side for a second. There was a photo op with the president as Harley Davidson. So President Donald Trump attacked Harley Davidson for moving some production overseas, saying Monday that the U.S. motorcycle maker was being disloyal in the trade war with the European Union. So surprised that Harley Davidson, of all companies, would be the first to wave the white flag is what he tweeted as he was departing for a campaign trip to South Carolina. You know why? Because he said, I fought hard for them, and ultimately they won't pay tariffs selling into the EU, which has hurt us badly on trade. So that's pretty interesting when you think about it. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Pleased to be joined in our virtual green room by Sarah Hart Weir, who is the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. It's, something really near and dear to my heart, that's for sure, for a couple of my friends who have children who have Down syndrome, and I've watched them actually really soar, and I love this. So it's a pleasure to have you on, Sarah. Thanks so much. You got this National Health and Wellness event hosted by Major League Baseball's athletic training staff, teaching the kids the importance of physical fitness, and it includes those with disabilities. I love, love, love this. So tell us more specifics about the National Play Campaign.
Absolutely. Well, good evening, Kate. It's such a pleasure to be with you this evening. So excited to talk with you about the Play Campaign. You know, our mission at the National Down Syndrome Society is to be the leading human rights organization for all individuals with Down syndrome. So NDSS is so proud to be the disability partner for the Play Campaign for the second year in a row. Play stands for promoting a lifetime of activity for youth. And for us at NDSS, this is the second year we've been involved with this initiative. It's just an incredible opportunity to get our individuals with Down syndrome basically on the same playing field as their peers. And it's just, it stands for everything we're about as an organization that's fighting for the human rights of all people with Down syndrome.
Yeah, and how did this happen? How did this, because, you know, whenever you have these ideas and you roll them out and then you get major league teams interested, as somebody who does a show on NBC that's sports related, I completely understand what that's like. But this campaign to raise this awareness was actually created back in 2004. So I can imagine now here it is the summer of 2018. There's so much more awareness, isn't there?
so much more. And I like to say, you know, as a community that's fighting for the human rights of all people with Down syndrome, we're even past this point of awareness. You know, we know what Down syndrome is. And for us and the organization that we are constantly putting people with Down syndrome in front of these accomplishments and these successes that they're really about. So we're really past this awareness phase, and we're focused on, you know, advocating and being those activists for individuals with disabilities. For us in particular, you know, having the opportunity to be on Major League Baseball stadiums across the country, you know, it's really a great opportunity to level the playing field, but also fight for the human rights of all individuals with Down syndrome through this opportunity of health and wellness. Everything we stand for as an organization is about really just breaking down barriers that are in front of us every step of the way. This was created in 2004, as you said, and it was just 2017 when we had a disability partner at the table. So it's truly exciting.
So what's been the reaction to this? The fact that, like you said, it's beyond awareness now. I can only imagine. I mean, this is almost a layup question, Sarah, but it's got to really make your heart feel good, and obviously others as well, because, like you said, it goes beyond awareness at this point.
It truly does. You know, I'm very fortunate. I grew up in Kansas with a best friend who has Down syndrome, and you know, I remember taking her to Special Olympics when she was in high school and just working with her and seeing the opportunity to compete through the opportunities related to Special Olympics. But for this is through the play campaign. It's so natural. And I've had the opportunity to kick off the season with the Cincinnati Reds. We were in Kansas City, my hometown team, with the Royals last week. And we'll travel to Pittsburgh here in the next couple of weeks to be part of the play campaign there. You know, one of the best things that I experience day in and day out is that, you know, people are just treating people with Down syndrome like everyone else. And that's what you see at these separate events across the country, supported by the play campaign. And, of course, we couldn't do it without the Professional Baseball Athletic Trainers Society, PBATS. They've just been a phenomenal partner with us and everything that we do.
And so how does it work? So as you said, you were at the Reds and then going to Pittsburgh, and now you're touring all the other places too, Royals, etc. How does that work? How do you set the schedule, and what do people see when you're there at the ballpark?
That's a great question. Well, we're very fortunate. This is really a collaborative effort. I like to say everything that we do in the disability community, it takes a village, and this certainly is an incredible, very collaborative village for our purposes and for the work that we do. So we work with PBATS, but we're also working in conjunction with the Ruderman Family Foundation, the Taylor Hooten Foundation, and then the Henry Schein Cares Foundation to really bring all of these like-minded stakeholders together. We're all very unique. We all have very ambitious, aggressive agendas, but this is an opportunity to hit 12 Major League Baseball stadiums across the country. Everyone from, as you said, from the Cincinnati Reds to the Royals, Cubs, Boston, Detroit, Washington, and so on. And we bring everyone together, and you know, it's just a great day to not only advocate and educate, but for our purposes in the Down syndrome community, it's also an opportunity to celebrate the accomplishments that we've had, and then have this, you know, major life-changing event for our young folks with Down syndrome to be part of something like this.
And we're speaking, for everybody listening, to Sarah Hart Weir. She is the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. So as the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society, wow, I bet really you've seen some interesting things float by on your desk. I can only imagine, besides this, other areas where you try to reach out. And obviously with Major League Baseball, that's just a huge stride with the National Play Campaign and how well it's doing. What else do you do that's really raised more than awareness for, you know what, people with Down syndrome or just people too?
Yeah, so, you know, the heart of what we do as an organization, as a human rights organization, is advocacy, and it's doing things like speaking with you, Kate, this evening, but it's also, you know, we have boots on the ground on Capitol Hill and in state capitals across the country. So one of our biggest priorities right now is ending a 1938 provision in the Fair Labor Standards Act. You can still legally, not illegally, pay people with disabilities sub-minimum wage. We're really focused on overturning an 88-year-old provision in the Fair Labor Standards Act. In fact, today is actually the 88th birthday of this provision, and we really feel like practices that are discriminatory and outdated and were formed at a time when we were still institutionalizing people with disabilities in this country are really archaic. They're obsolete and they need to go away. And we want to remove every barrier in the way of an individual with Down syndrome from receiving and achieving their full potential. You know, we often say it's 2018. People with Down syndrome are graduating with regular diplomas from high school. They're going on to pursue post-secondary education. They're going on to compete in a very competitive workforce. They're going to get married. They're going to live their own lives. And, you know, we really truly feel it's our job as an organization to remove those barriers standing in the way.
Yeah, wow. Has to be just so interesting and so rewarding to watch what's happened. And like I said, we started off talking about the National Plague Campaign to see how certainly that's grown and people participating and really understanding what the message is here. Good luck with all of that, Sarah, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks, Kate. Have a great evening.
You too. So Sarah Hart, we're, as I said, the president and CEO of the National Down Syndrome Society. How cool is that, the National Play Campaign? And then getting those partners to really even beef that up more. And if you want more information on it, go to pbats.com. For more information, go to pbats.com because of their education, too, and what they, you know, what the play events are and participants and how all of that works, et cetera. And, again, the Taylor Hooten Foundation, Harry Schein Cares Foundation, and the Ruderman Family Foundation, too. I mean, how great is that, that they all have jumped on this very important bandwagon? Like I said, I have two friends who have kids with Down syndrome. It doesn't even seem like that to me. I mean, when I say seem like that, they're just have melded in society. People treat them like anyone else, and I love it. Absolutely. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robert Walensky. President Trump holding a rally in West Columbia, South Carolina, as he endorses Republican Governor Henry McMaster.
He said, "We need strong borders. We have to stop crime. We want lower taxes. We love our military. We love our vets, and we love our Second Amendment.
So what are you paying at the pump? The very latest on gas prices.
GasBuddy.com reports some states were enjoying a dramatic decrease in gasoline. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.
Michigan fell 15 cents on average. Indiana down 13 cents. Ohio fell an average of 7 cents. So some of the largest decreases were seen in the Great Lakes. About 49 of the nation's 50 states saw declines in the last week.
Wyoming was the only state with an increase up by 4 cents a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
This world, I'm telling you. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's dive into it. This one is from Scotty. Katie, he says, I have not spoken to you in so long. Yes, you have not. I will call the show within the next month. I love when you guys make these proclamations. I will call the show. I wondered if you happened to see the story about the drones helping the smugglers figure out ways to get across the border. I was reading this story today about it and saying, I read that they use these video cameras and the drones so they can figure out how to evade the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah, supposedly, I have read that and I do know that story, and I have a friend that's a Border Patrol agent. And trust me, there are many, many ways to figure out how to get around getting across the border, finding the softer spots, as they call them. So sure, that's exactly what's going on. They're using the drones to try to find the path of least resistance so they can traffic the drugs and whatever material they're trying to get into the United States. And two can play that game. They're trying to do the same thing, for example, in L.A. They do that same deal where they are trying to outsmart the criminals, and so they're using their own technology and techniques to try to do that. So the number of drones along the border is pretty interesting. It's a little bit of a cross section of we have your drones, you have ours, and what's happening. There was one case, I remember this in the beginning of the year, where there was a guy who was sentenced to like 12 years for flying a drone over a fence near the checkpoint between San Diego and Tijuana. And it was carrying, the drone was carrying a plastic bag packed with 13 pounds of meth. Yeah. Oh, look, there's a drone carrying some drugs. And, of course, since 2011, when drones or gyrocopters, that then they were called other things, they've made almost 600 flights across the border, all kinds of things. So, especially, you know, aircraft, where they can carry more drugs in. Not so much drones, but something bigger. It's just about dumping the package off, sometimes throwing it down. And that's what they do. They just try to penetrate in, and then they can throw out the, in remote areas, mountain ranges, rivers, whatever, throw out the goods, if you will. So the ultralight flights, that kind of stuff. And they're trying to track them. You know, again, will there's a way, Scotty. They're going to figure it out, and no matter what. Just the idea is to make it as tough as possible, I suppose. Yeah, I don't suppose. That's exactly what it is. How about this? This one is from Sam I Am. So, as I look at what is being offered at the movies, I listen to your cheap movie reviews, Kate. Yeah, it's all about superheroes. If it's a superhero movie or has to do with the dinosaur killing people, Jurassic anything, it's going to crush. All the other movies are getting decimated. I think that's all anyone wants to see anymore, or at least that's what's going to do well at the box office. Have you noticed this trend? I think all of us have noticed this trend, and do you see it changing anytime soon? Let me see. Let me get a crystal ball. Let's go to Hollywood. Ask again later, it says. It's like a magic eight ball. Ask again later. Well, this is the hot trend right now, and it's been this way for a while. So it's not going to change because people, and not just kids. I mean, all kinds of people are going to see the Avengers, Iron Man. I mean, just name one of these comics, Black Panther, you know, any of the Marvel, DC stuff, of course. And they're crushing, and that's why there is the push to really make them, because they make the studios, they actually make the studios money, and they're trying to make movies that make the money, especially if it has a big budget, then that's exactly what they're going to do. I'll tell you a trend I've noticed, though. When you go to the movies, if it's an opening, especially when they have these recliner things now, so they've cut the movies in half and they have recliners, and some people like them, some don't, cost more money, unless you get a, because everyone's always trying to get you to do subscription, unless you get on a subscription movie ticket thing. And I'll just tell you quickly in my saga, I'm sure the other will talk about this, but there was like 2 weeks in a row where we went to the movies and we were trying to see Ocean's 8, the chick version of it. Right, I love George Clooney and all those guys in the two Ocean remakes, and I like the original cast. So with the Ocean's 8, we said, yeah, let's go see it. Let's see it on the big screen. The first time we went, and we went to a late movie. The first time we went up to the window. Oh, no, there's something wrong with the screen. The screen has imploded. Something happened to the film. Something's wrong. So we ended up at Gotti. I lived in New York during the whole Gotti thing, or part of it, I should say, not the whole thing. But when the funeral of Gotti was, I was on the air, and I ran down the street in the story after I got off because it was a spectacle. I've never seen anything like it. So forget that for a second. We just went to see the Gotti movie, and it was okay. Travolta plays Gotti, and he actually does it pretty well. But trust me, you can, no offense to John Travolta, you can just stream this. You don't need to go spend $9, $8, $10... whatever it is, pick a number, whatever amount of money you have to pay for your movie ticket. So then the next time we go to see Ocean's 8, a week later, we go up and we, you know, the Jurassic movie is opening. So you know they have a zillion showings of it, and that's going to be what people are going to see, the Jurassic movie. But we get to the window, and they say, yeah, we have two tickets. there's only a few tickets left. What? This has been out for a while. Well, because what's happened is the Jurassic stuff is all sold out, so people don't want to turn around and go home. So they're just using Ocean's 8 as a place to plop. I'm like, great. So we got to see a movie in the very first row. Yeah. It was not fun to watch a movie that way. And no matter how they try to sell it to us, no, it didn't work. All right, so back to this. This one is from Danny, who says, oh, Kate Delaney, I heard you say one time on the air, and maybe you've said it a couple of different times, about rolling the dice, being at the craps table, just like when you lived in Vegas, when you talk about stocks. And isn't that the truth? Any negative news, even a hint of it, and they scramble away and sell off and burn all of us. So we saw the Dow drop again, and this is because of trade and our president and what he's doing against China. Harley Davidson shares plunged 6% because, as I was trying to, you know, spill that out, they're shifting their production of their motorcycles headed for Europe to factories outside of the U.S. They sold 40,000 bikes to the European Union. That's second only to the U.S. That's, I don't know. That's the intended what? It's having some negative impacts for sure. The Dow closed below the 200-day moving average. That's a technical level. But that's for the first time since June of 2016. So never good. Never good. When we say that, that's all I'll say. Netflix stocks fell too, like 6.5%. So same thing. A lot of tech stocks fell. Twitter, Stitch Fix, Square, they all plummeted. Like one of their worst days. Strange. Let's go to this one from Tom, who says, I have a very heartwarming kind of story to tell you about Ms. Delaney. I know you're a fan of George H.W. Bush. I know that you talked about meeting him one time at a tennis match a long time ago, and we know that he's missing his Barbara. He's gotten a new dog named Sully, and it is one of those dogs that's a service dog. And this dog can pick up stuff, open doors, call for help. And how cool is that? I think it's also a great companion for the 94-year-old president who has to use a wheelchair, and he's got a form of Parkinson's disease. And, of course, he's been hospitalized a bunch, especially since his wife, Barbara, died in April. Yeah, the service dog, Sully. I saw a picture of Clinton with Bill Clinton with the former prez, and it was, the dog is cute as can be. And I love the fact that this dog was trained by America's Vet Dogs, which is this nonprofit. And it's a way, it was actually created, the whole service dog program for this was created to help mobility and independence to veterans and active duty service members and then first responders with disabilities that allows them to, you know, have some more self-reliance. And I think that's a great, great thing and a perfect place for us to wrap up the mailbag. Send me your thoughts. Click on contactamericatonightradio.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Yeah, we're going to the man cave. So picture this in your mind. And there's a cold one sitting next to me for all of you listening to this version of the man cave. And by the way, it can be a cold anything, non-alcoholic or an alcoholic beverage of your choice, whatever it is. And so as we sit here and we talk about what's going on in the world, aside from everything else, the shenanigans that we are chock full of on this show, we turn to the world of sport. Yes, stick and ball, sometimes just ball, and sometimes just stick. And we start with the NBA. So that would be some real ballers. And we're talking about guys that are up and down those hardwoods like, I don't know how. Fear the beer, James Harden. I've chatted with him in the past. It's been a while, but he took home his first career NBA MVP award. If you're listening to us, Mr. Harden, hats off. You almost did it. You almost pulled it off. Almost really knocked off the Goliath. That would be Golden State. But he had one heck of a year. He so deserved to get that award. If he hadn't gotten the award, I would have boycotted the NBA because he was putting up incredible numbers all year long. I mean, he really was. So he's a 6-time All-Star. He just brings it, right? He just brings it. And if you look at what he did this past season, he averaged 30 points or better a game. 8.8 assists, 5.4 boards, because I know we're sticklers for the exact number, so I'm giving you the exact. And, yeah, his production has just increased. And I'm sure he would have loved to go to the NBA Finals and win a championship, but he's been knocking on the door for a long time, and he really, really deserved this. So this was a very wise decision to go in that direction. All right, not wise, according to John Daly. Do you know John Daly? He smokes cigarettes on the course, eats M&Ms. He had a little bit of a drinking problem. He's talked about it. So anyway, John Daly is now suffering from an injured right knee. He says he can't walk. It's too difficult to walk 18 holes of golf. He told the USGA. But the USGA, the United States Golf Association, has denied his request to use a cart during this week's Senior Open. Daly said his attorneys told him he is eligible under the American Disabilities Act, the ADA, to use a cart, but the USGA reviewed his medical records. They said the injury isn't severe enough. He says, I've been fighting this injury for so long, and it's my career they're screwing around with. I'm pissed because I've been playing good golf, and I want to play golf. That's what I do for a living. But, you know, you can't walk 18 holes. You can't walk 18 holes. So anyway, the ADA, consistent with what they do, and the USGA said they review requests on a case-by-case basis and that the submission did not support a waiver of the walking condition. One other player, Scott Verplank, requested the use of a cart, and the information he provided supported his request, the USGA said. Verplank is battling diabetes, and Daly cited Verplank's case when he said he was frustrated at being denied. He can compete when he is a cart, but when you're hurt like I am, this falls under the umbrella of the ADA, no doubt. I've researched it a little bit. My lawyers have researched it. We've sent nice letters to the USGA, but nobody seems to want to approve it. He said he's not going to pursue it legally. He's going to see an orthopedic surgeon and have the loose cartilage cleaned out of his knee. He said it's an outpatient procedure. The recovery is expected to take 2 days. So, you know, that means injections, all kinds of other things, and there you go. He's had to withdraw from 3 consecutive tournaments, and he was granted the use of a cart last week on the PGA Tour Champions. So, John Daly, in the official Champions Tour events this year, has earned $165,603. He says people have speculated that his being overweight is the reason he wants to use the cart. He said, I want to walk. Trust me, I've done it my whole life. I feel better walking. So he ultimately announced this. Unfortunately, I had to withdraw from the U.S. Senior Open. The deteriorating condition isn't helping my knee. I fall under the ADA, but the USGA turned down a cart for me this week. Just go and give the knee. So that's it. So John Daly will not be out there competing. He tried, but they said, no way. That's not going to happen. So while he sits home and he watches it on the tube, you may have seen this on the tube, or maybe you heard about it. The New York Yankees were in Philly for the first time since the 2009 World Series. There were a lot of fans in the stands of Citizens Bank Park. It's kind of a different atmosphere at the Phillies' homeland. One that might have contributed to some high emotions for really both players and fans. In the sixth inning of the Yankees 4-2 win, as the Phillies outfielder Rhys Hoskins appeared to exchange a few words, let's say, with a fan after he struck out, but he didn't immediately run to first after the ball bounced away from the catcher. So it was unclear what Hoskins said. Reports were unclear if the Yankees fan or a Phillies fan or whatever, they had exchanged back and forth, but he apologized for his actions after the game. He said, someone said something in the stands that obviously triggered me. I was frustrated at that at bat. I compounded the mistake. I caught up in the moment. Shouldn't happen. Can't happen, but it did, and that's how it goes. But I was in the wrong. So he apologized for for jawing with a fan behind the Phillies dugout. You know, you're a baseball player these days, or when you're any kind of an athlete, you have to be able to be prepared to take whatever is shoveled in your direction, especially because tickets often are snapped up by fans from other places, and that's frustrating, I know, to owners, but you often don't get a stadium full of your own fans. A lot of times it includes other fans. So that was a signal that he needs to get a little bit tougher. It has to get a little bit tougher, that's for sure. World Cup's going on. Did you know that? Of course you knew that, right? You're huge soccer fans. You're watching. I know it. So teams 1 and 2 in the groups advanced to the 16. Uruguay secured its place with a 3-0 win over Russia. And now they face the runner-up from Group B, Spain. Russia will face the Group B winner, Portugal, and won't be disappointed with the extra day of rest, I'm sure, as things roll on. France has qualified for the round of 16, and they'll top the group if it beats or ties with Denmark. Denmark will top the group if it beats or ties if it beats France and will qualify in second place with a tie. Peru is eliminated. There's so many scenarios here. Brazil can reach the round of 16 with a win or a tie against Serbia. Switzerland can qualify with a win or a tie against Costa Rica. You get the drift there. That's Group E. Group F, Mexico will top the group and qualify for the round of 16. All they need is a tie or better against Sweden in its final group game. If there's ties, it gets much more complicated in that group. It's not cut and dry. Germany is guaranteed to qualify for the round of 16 if it beats South Korea by 2 or more goals, or if it beats South Korea and Sweden fails to beat Mexico. Can you imagine Germany not getting into the round of 16? That is a story. Belgium and England both guaranteed a place in the round of 16. The winner of Belgium versus England will win the group. The loser will play second. That's a very big deal. Poland was eliminated after its 3-0 loss to Colombia. Japan and Senegal can both qualify for the round of 16 with wins in their final games. Japan plays Poland. Senegal meets Colombia. A win would ensure Colombia advances no matter what Japan does. They have their fingers crossed. Thanks to you. The couple sitting in the back and that tall guy paying attention throughout the whole show. Thank you, buddy. See you again on America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.